talking about schools, would you describe the school room? For one thing, sir, if I'm staying too long, you tell me, and perhaps you could see me another day. I don't mean to stay beyond your... you people, well, you probably... I didn't realize it was getting so late. Would you have any time to see me tomorrow, or...
Well, I'd be glad to see you tomorrow about the same time.
All right, sir, that would be fine. I tend to get involved in what we're talking about and forget how long.
Well, we get to talking, you know. I get a better idea of what you got in mind. And
what you're doing, from my point of view, you're really being very helpful, and I'd appreciate it if I could see you talk about a few more things. In fact, it's ideal if you...
Of course, look to me like a lot of this stuff anybody could tell you about.
Well, it certainly is, there are objects and events from everyday life, but the important thing is to try to recapture them as they were when you were a boy, and that's something that's not so easily done. Many of those, for example, you can see on the list there.
I noticed one thing here that I want to go into in detail, and you notice something about the lands and all like that. And
different types.
And insects and birds and all like that. I want to go into the fact of the boll weevil.
I like very much.
I want to tell you something about that and what it did for Mississippi and all that happened when I was a boy.
I'd like very much to hear that.
And it just changed the whole complex of this county and the state and everything. Those kind of things are interesting, I think.
Yes, they're fascinating,
Another thing here struck me in the land around the farm, and trees and shrubs. Now, there's one thing, we used to have this 160 acres of land I was telling you about. It was covered with, what's this, these nuts that had these big old chestnuts.
Chestnuts.
Big old trees, big chestnut trees all over the place. Well, some insect hit that thing one year, and you know that in less than one year, every chestnut tree on that farm was killed.
Just all at once.
Just poor farmers didn't know what in the heck to do about it, and they didn't do anything about it. Couldn't do anything.
They're all gone now. There's no...
Well, they did away with the trees, and they tell me that some of them came back.
Oh, they are coming back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I reckon those insects must have just died out. I don't know personally, but I know the trees died because I was a boy around there when it happened.
You remember those? Yeah, they're trees in other sections, big elm trees around the White House, in fact, in Washington. Mm-hmm. Same thing has happened to them. Have you read about it?
This happened right there on our farm. I know that to happen.
The light and just...
And the boll weevil was the same thing. See, where they cut. We just had plenty of the prettiest cotton and all at once. That boll weevil just... My daddy had us out there picking up cotton squares and things, putting them in a sack, wasn't helping a thing, but you had us working, you know, we was doing our best. Mm-hmm. We just wasn't doing any good at all.
What is a cotton square that you mentioned?
Those cotton squares, a little part before the bloom. See, the boll weevil hits a square.
I see.
And sticks his bill in that, And then it drops off. Of course, it never blooms.
I see.
And we would pick that up and burn it and thought that'd kill the boll weevil. But he was just going on, just sticking them on just the same.
I see. I see. But that sounds as if I, something that we'd like very much to have.
See, we were just fighting in the dark. We didn't know what we was fighting. It's like just ignorant people fighting something.
Sure. Well, if I could then, about 3 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Well, that would be fine. I appreciate it. I should apologize to your wife for staying so